This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All righty, we're back. And Carmen in Connecticut pledges $125. Thank you, Carmen. All right, Wendy, let me ask you this. Have you gotten one of my DVDs, Pastor Ernie Sanders 50 years? Have you gotten one of those?
Yes, we did get that. Thank you so much.
Okay, is it? Do you find it entertaining? A lot of people do.
I do apologize. I have not had the time to look at it, but I will.
Okay, very good. Give yourself a commercial, young lady.
Well, certainly. People can go on our website, thepowerherbs.com. They can ask for a catalog, and you will get a receipt. And in the receipt, you have the option to also download the catalog if you want it. But we do send a hard copy. So hard copies are free. And thepowerherbs.com, or if you don't do internet, that's okay. You can give us a call at 866-229-3663. That's a 24/7 number, 866-229-3663. And for those of you out there that do email and things like that, we do offer some weekly free newsletters that have a lot of wellness information in them. And we do offer a blog that we have that's very informative on the website so you can get educated. So knowledge is power, right, Pastor?
Absolutely, it is. It really is. And again, God gives us the natural herbs, and a big farmer gives us the other junk, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we're at the end of the year special, the Christmas sale, so it's 30% off orders of $70 or more. Now, a lot of information's on the homepage for the coupon if you want to use the coupon, but if you don't have internet, the coupon code is PEACE24. You can use that over the phone, or you can write that on an order form if you got our catalog.
All right, very good. Don't forget my order. God bless you.
I will talk with you soon, Pastor. God bless you all.
If I don't talk to you before Christmas, God bless you. May this be the best Christmas you've ever had.
And you as well.
God bless you. Thank you so much.
Take care now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All righty, there you go, folks. You know, all you folks that have called and pledged tonight, you forgot to say it at the beginning, but all this week, Pastor Ernie, 50 years, parts one and parts two is what we have in there. I would say they're entertaining. People who have been watching it. Well, you've watched it, right? Do you find them entertaining?
I didn't get a chance to yet, Pastor. I'm getting my...
Okay. I'm not even going to go to style. I'm not going to do it. Okay.
I never even got one.
Okay. Well, you can get one tonight before I leave here. Okay. All right. Very good. There you go, folks.
I'm looking forward to it, Pastor. I just ordered another DVD player, so.
Alrighty. Part one covers how to get started in the early days and how, and some behind the scenes stories of what's right, what's left ministries. Part two covers, let's see, this is what Debbie wrote. Pastor Ernie Sanders' common questions about Christians and politics, talks about taking unpopular stands and shares some of the interesting guests and behind-the-scenes stories of what's right, what's left. Now, we have some that we're going to be doing some very funny stories, things that have happened over the years, and then we have some that are not so funny. I've had a lot of dealings. I've had to deal with Satanists. A lot of them, they're up close, you know, and grisly. And so all of this are in these DVDs. A donation of $25 or more. So all of you folks that donated tonight, you're all eligible for one of those DVDs. Okay. Karen in California pledges $30. Thank you, Karen. All right, we're going to listen to a little bit of what's going on with all of this, with all of these strange things that are happening around the country. And we're going to be listening to Alex Jones thinks he's got his fingers on. First of all, we know one thing. It's not really about these drones. It's about keeping our attention off of something else. Mm-hmm. What is it that they don't want us, you know, focusing in on? Yeah. We know that Biden's selling pardons. That's one thing he's selling pardons. We know that they're trying to bring as many. They just found another big Coca-Cola truck filled with little children that the Democrats are bringing in, the pedophile groups. Unbelievable how wicked, mm-hmm. how wicked they are. But anyhow, so we're going to hear from Alex Jones here for a few minutes. So go ahead and take her away.
Well, Admiral John Kirby and the rest of the Biden administration have done a big U-turn, claiming they didn't know what the drones were. They didn't know what the UFOs were. They didn't know what the UAPs were. They didn't know for the last few weeks. They had no idea. But now, suddenly, they come out yesterday, hours after Trump comes out and says the Pentagon and Biden know what they are, and they're human. They know where they're taking off from. They know where they're landing. And he said they're doing this, obviously, to create fear. And then within a few hours, Kirby and the Pentagon come out and say, yes, we do know what they are. They're not a threat. Now, earlier in the week, they said, we don't know what they are. We don't know if they're human, but they're not foreign and they're not us, to create all the fear, as I said. And on Sunday, I, quote, solved the UAP UFO mystery over New Jersey and New York and said exactly what Trump then ended up saying yesterday afternoon. In that press conference, he was asked, have you been briefed on this? He said, I'm not going to answer that question. Obviously, he has. But we can look at these and know that they're man-made. But here's the key to how we know that Kirby's still telling lies, though. He's come clean on a lot because of the pressure, because Trump called their bluff 32 days before he gets in office. The big takeaway is that they've been harassing military bases, including nuke bases, all over the country, not just New Jersey and New York. And the military's compartmentalized. They're not being told what Space Command and NORTHCOM and these other private corporations are doing, like the Skunk Works, like Lockheed Martin and all these other groups. So this is a major psyop, as I said weeks ago, ahead of Trump getting into office, to create fear, a political distraction from all the pardons and the corruption and the human trafficking and the big Coca-Cola truck they just caught with a bunch of little kids in it in Chicago being smuggled into the country. This is a giant smokescreen, and it could also be a smokescreen for detonating a dirty bomb or a nuke and then trying to destabilize the incoming Trump administration, declare a national emergency. It's also in the COG laws in 2007 that Cheney put in, that they can bring in basically martial law type scenarios if there is some type of UAP big event that they don't know what it is. But we've caught them. The public doesn't believe a word they say, and Trump calling their bluff just destroyed them. I'm about to break more down right now.
Can you comment on the drones that are flying around New Jersey ports? It seems like the American people have a big disconnect.
The government knows what is happening. Look, our military knows where they took off from. If it's a garage, they can go right into that garage. They know where it came from and where it went. And for some reason, they don't want to comment. And I think they'd be better off saying what it is. Our military knows and our president knows. And for some reason, they want to keep people in suspense. I can't imagine it's the enemy, because if it was the enemy, they'd blast it out. Even if they were late, they'd blast it. Something strange is going on. For some reason, they don't want to tell the people. And they should, because the people are really, I mean, they happen to be over Bedminster. They're very close to Bedminster. I think maybe I won't spend the weekend in Bedminster. I've decided to cancel my trip.
Have you received an intelligence briefing on the drones?
I don't want to comment on that.
Do you have any reason to think they're...
Did you just catch what Trump said there at the end? He's not going to be going anytime soon to his New Jersey golf course and resort, because that is one of the main places these sophisticated, obviously military drones have been harassing. And they're harassing military bases, so the bases report, and so they can release the audio radio chatter on purpose, because they want the public to have that the bases themselves have no idea what's going on, and they're being told by the higher-ups, we're not allowed to shoot them down, and we don't know what they are. Again, all of this deliberately to terrorize the public and create a real-life War of the Worlds, just like Orson Welles did back in the 1930s. This is a psychological operation. Now, here's some of what Kirby, Admiral Kirby, had to say on Fox News last night.
You hear all of these officials. You've heard a lot of concern, a lot of coverage. Where are you tonight on this?
As we look at the information we've got, Brett, and we've now examined some 5,000 different sightings, we've added detection capabilities, additional observers. As you and I stand here today, to date, our assessment is that this is lawful, legal, commercial, hobbyist, and even law enforcement aircraft activity. Some of it's manned, some of it's unmanned. We absolutely acknowledge that a lot of these are probably drones, but they're flying legally. And it is legal to fly drones in non-restricted airspace as long as you're registered with the FAA. And there's thousands and thousands of these kinds of flights every single day. I think there's more than a million drones that are registered with the FAA just in the United States alone.
But this is different, it seems. These are bigger. They're 6 feet in diameter, a lot of them. There was a reporter the other day that saw 50 coming from the coast at one, like, pack. I know when you first came out, you said that most of these are manned. Can you concede that maybe most of these are not manned?
Well, I said was at the time, and this was Thursday, when we were not as informed as we are today based on the resources we have applied to the problem set. I said many of the reported sightings we believe to be manned aircraft. That was true when we said it on Thursday. We still believe, Brett, that some of these are, in fact, manned aircraft. I couldn't give you a breakdown of what percentage, but we do believe that still some of these sightings are in fact manned aircraft. We also acknowledge that a lot of them are unmanned aircraft. But again, our assessment to date, given all the work that we've done, the FBI, state and local officials, that these are legal and lawful drones flying for the common good.
Okay, the Homeland Security Secretary said over the weekend that right now they don't have any foreign involvement, criminal activity. We don't see them as a national security concern. How can you get to that point? How can you get to that conclusion with what you're seeing?
Because we've done the analysis, we've done the detection and the analysis, we've corroborated the sightings, and in every case that we have examined to date, we have seen nothing that indicates a public safety risk. There are drones flying over the skies of the United States every single night, every single day, and we've seen nothing in and around New Jersey that should give the people on the ground there concerns for their safety for this activity. And we've seen nothing, working with the Department of Defense as well, that indicates a foreign adversary actor involved or any kind of pernicious national security threat. Now, there have been.
All right, you know, it would have been nice if Brett Baer was to ask him, why don't you just come clean and tell us what you're hiding? Would you please just come clean again and just tell the truth, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you talk about, you know, dancing around. You talk about a mountain of palaver there.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, Dale in Hartfield, Pleasures 100. Thank you, Dale. The phone lines are open, and we need to hear from you. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. We need to hear from you. So, all right, take us back to Alex. Let's hear what he's got to say.
Some drone sightings, I think, as you know, over some military bases. We're obviously looking at that. That is a different category, and DOD has different authorities to deal with that. But again, we've also seen no disruption of operations at our bases in New Jersey either from any of this.
Okay. Here's the president-elect today.
They know where it came from and where it went. And for some reason, they don't want to comment. And I think they'd be better off saying what it is. Our military knows and our president knows. And for some reason, they want to keep people in suspense.
What's your answer to that?
Well, I think it goes back to the first question you asked me, Brett. I mean, we have made an assessment based on the work we've done thus far. And our assessment is that this is lawful and legal activity, whether it's manned or unmanned. Again, we see no indication of a national security or public safety risk.
Okay, but there are so many of them, John. There are so many of them, John. If you don't see any linkage between the number of that this is all tied together in one thing. You think these are all different elements and different kinds of drones, not with one company, not with the military, not with the DOE, Department of Energy. You don't say that they're looking for some nuclear material. You say these are all different flying objects, some of them manned, some not.
Our assessment to date is that, Brett, that this is a collection of law enforcement, hobbyists, commercial drones, and, of course, civil aviation aircraft that have caused all these sightings. And it's not attributable to an actor for a purpose. And again, I want to stress to your viewers, we don't see anything that indicates a national security or a public safety threat. The last thing I'll say, Brett, and I appreciate the time you're giving me, is this is an ongoing investigation. We're still working our way through this. Sightings continue to come in. We've taken them all seriously, and we'll continue to look at this. And if we learn more, if we know more, certainly if we find something that's contradictory to what we believe today, I'll be right up here on your show talking about it.
And we will have you on right away. John, we appreciate the time.
Something strange is going on. For some reason, they don't want to tell the people, and they should, because the people are really... I mean, they happen to be over Bedminster.
We want
to
know the
truth.
They're very close to Bedminster. I think maybe I won't spend the weekend in Bedminster. I've decided to cancel my trip.
Have you received an intelligence briefing on the drones?
The last thing Trump just said there is not getting the attention it deserves. Here is the embattled incoming president saying, yes, I'm not going to be going to my resort golf course anytime soon because we see this as a security threat. That is the president saying he's obviously been briefed that these are a security threat. But then we've got the Pentagon saying they know who it is and it's not a threat after they told the public that they didn't know who it was. This is a major, major scandal. And this is the Biden administration, the deep state, like the Wizard of Oz, the man behind the curtain. I am the mighty, powerful Oz, trying to psyop the American people, the people of the world. At the same time, they try to escalate to full nuclear war with Russia. At the same time, they continue to roll out economic policies that destroy the nation. Now, new numbers came out today that all the Biden job numbers were all fake, as we told you they were. This is just a bunch of scammers, and all they've got is magician tricks. All they've got is psychological warfare. Now, here's one of the famous women that was on Real New York Housewives talking about, she talked to this guy whose dad was in this, and they're really concerned. They think they're looking for nuclear material. And everybody's obsessed with this, and sure, there's elevated radiation levels in those areas in New Jersey and New York. That happens all the time because there's so much nuclear material in the area, x-ray machines, you name it. But the larger point here is that you don't use drones to actually find radioactive material. They've got ground sensors, they've got trucks, they've got scanners. And those things weigh so much that they don't really work on small flying platforms. So this whole radiation thing is a cover, as I told you over a week ago, for the larger PSYOP operation. That, okay, it's a secret government operation. We're trying to keep you safe from nukes. Here is the New York Housewives lady.
You're going to think I'm nuts, but why should today be any different than any other day? I know this guy whose father worked with the Pentagon and NASA and like secret projects, and he has been messaging me that he will never forgive himself if he doesn't tell the people that he knows that for a month he's been watching this situation. And now, several days ago, before it became a discussion in the mainstream media, that these drones are ours and that they could very possibly be sniffing out something very dangerous, some missing dangerous W from the war, and that areas that coincide with where the drones have been seen have spiked in radiation. So he said it's time to think about where I am and that I might want to go somewhere with my daughter. So like for me, you know, we blow things off and we think nothing's going to happen, but things do happen. I remember sitting in my car with my driver who said to me months before I even knew what the words global pandemic meant, I think there's going to be a global pandemic. I'm like, what are you talking about? I mean, if he had bet the markets, he would have been a billionaire. So I'm just listening to this guy and watching. And now Trump, who's hanging out with a lot of billionaires who have a lot of money for research, is also finding out that these are ours. And what were the government's choices? A, tell us that that's what they're doing and widespread panic and pandemonium, or B, do what they're doing. But something is wrong, because otherwise they would eliminate them, and everyone's being very cagey. So what do you think? This guy has also been talking to different people in government positions who agree and are watching now.
The moral of the story is President Trump got ahead of this. He exposed it yesterday afternoon, and within hours, the establishment did a 180, except on the issue of the military bases being harassed. Now, if they know who's doing it and it's legal and it's not a problem, and days before they said they didn't know who it was, but it wasn't a threat. Now they know who it is, lied to us, but still say it's not a threat. Then who's harassing the military bases right there in New Jersey and New York and all over the country? No, the PSYOP is continuing. I put out an emergency report, as you know, on Friday to President Trump, saying we know where they're taking off. We know where they're landing. That is, the Pentagon does. Get briefed on this. Get out ahead of it. Expose it. It's a major PSYOP. He did that. And now their fraud is collapsing.
All righty, we're back. First of all, they want to keep the people off balance. They want to keep them a little bit confused and keep their attention off something they're doing.
Yeah.
We know now, remember, what some of the things that they've said. Remember, Hillary has said, if Trump gets back in office, we're all going to hang. And she was talking to all the deep state heads there.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Clinton recently went on TV on That View and said that Hillary should get a pardon. He put publicly, was sending a message to Joe Biden, pardon Hillary, okay? Mm-hmm. So when you ask for a pardon, what are you doing? You're admitting you're guilty. You've committed a crime, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what's happening. So they're we see the deep state people are becoming a little paranoid, right?
Yeah.
But they're not going to lay down and roll over.
No, Pastor, these people are really, really wicked, and we have to understand their resolve to try to cover themselves and, try to do what they can do to stop Trump from getting in there. And we have to remember that we can't become complacent. We have to remember that 9/11 actually happened. Pearl Harbor actually happened. The atomic bomb was actually dropped on Japan. And we can't, again, get complacent in thinking that the government wouldn't do something catastrophic.
Well, absolutely. We we know they're going to do something. What? Mm-hmm. And we know that they're desperate, right?
Yeah.
So we have to be prepared for about anything. Right? Okay. All right, Anthony in Massachusetts pledges 100. James in Menor pledges 25. Thank you. I wanted to say something, too, on Wendy's behalf. That lady is such a lady. She is, and she's helped so many people. And I've had so many people tell me they called, and she's taken so much time out of her busy day talking to them, didn't help them out. So, folks, I just wanted to say again here, her website is thepowerherbs.com. That phone number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. And I highly recommend any of you that if you don't have one of those shingles kits, you definitely get it. And the other one that I highly recommend is the pandemic kit. Mm-hmm. I had a tendency to get pneumonia in that. And that kit helped me out. I was ready, when I had it. And I'm not saying her medicines taste good, because some of them are not the best tasting stuff. And there's some of the stuff you cannot take by itself. You have to mix it with something, okay?
Mm-hmm.
She uses a lot of what I eat, a lot of habanero peppers, and she uses a lot of, which is really good, but we understand, for so many things, along with the caspasin. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So anyhow, again, I highly recommend you go. And you know what? A great Christmas gift. It might be a little bit late now to order, get them on time for Christmas, but those natural herbs are a great gift to give people for Christmas.
Yeah.
And so, you know what else is a great gift? And again, it would be a little bit hard for us to get them in time, but the red books that we have, the Bible Answer books that we have, people love those. And folks, I'm going to tell you, they are next to my Bible. I think it's my favorite book. So that's the Little Red Book, and donation of $25 or more, you can get those. But it'd be like I said, it'd be tough to get them by Christmas, mm-hmm. wouldn't it?
Okay.
Yeah. I was going to say, I've already given out two of them this year for Christmas gifts.
Pardon?
I've already given out two of them for Christmas gifts this year.
Yeah, they're great gifts. You know, to anybody. I mean, yeah. really. So, anyhow, I'll tell you what is another great gift today. The Supreme Court has agreed to hear a case that they could uphold states' rights to defund Planned Predators, the most wicked, evil, ungodly, unclean, creeping, crawling purveyor of death on God's good, clean earth. And so, folks, again, we got to hear that. The court agreed to Wednesday to hear Kerr versus Planned Predators, South Atlantic, a case that could decide whether pro-life states like South Carolina can direct medical funds or Medicaid funds intended to help low-income individuals obtain necessary medical assistance away from abortion mills like Planned Predators. And so, now also DOGE, DOGE is planning on going after Planned Parenthood, and boy, that would be the number one thing that I would want to defund. The number one thing. Okay. So, and that is really good news there. Alrighty, 888-677-9673 or 888-281-1110. So go ahead and say something that's like really inspiring.
You know, Pastor, I think another great gift would be recognizing how we can help Christ during this time, this radio ministry. And this ministry has been such a blessing in that while you spoke from Matthew earlier, you talked about how the wise men, how they brought gold, frankincense, and myrrh to worship Christ. And as I said the other day, that was one of the things that as I looked at that, I said, on other people's birthdays, we give them gifts, but then when it comes to Christmas, we focus more on giving each other gifts versus Christ. And so I was turned around at that and began to want to give to Christ during this season. And this is a great time and a great opportunity, as this is our pledge week, to be able to do that. I was also reminded of Simon the Cyrenian, who after Christ was beaten and on his way to Golgotha to be hung and to be crucified, that the cross was laid on him because Christ in his physical body, he had suffered so much. And that also reminded me that was an opportunity to be able to help. And so I want to be able to help this ministry, you know, for years. On the night shift that I would work, I would ride into work and I was looking for something to listen to, the word, the truth. And this would be the radio station that I would turn on from my ride. It was almost an hour ride. So from 11, almost 12, when you guys would go off, this would be the ministry. And so it is very important. And I pray that everyone would realize this opportunity to give unto the Lord. And I'm going to follow that up with, I'm going to give 300, pledge 300 additional.
Wow. You just did that, pledged 500 last night. I really appreciate it. And, I know that, I pledged twice this week already. I pledged 1,000 twice, and I'm looking, and I'm going to tell you, Wendy and you both really have inspired me. If you guys are stepping out, you got to give not out of your abundance, but out of your need, huh? And
yeah.
So, you know, go ahead and put me down for one more 1,000, but I can't keep doing it this week, okay? Yeah. The cause is a righteous cause. It's a righteous cause.
Yes.
We don't know what's going to happen.
That's
and
right.
I do know one thing. Our job is to get people the truth out there that are listening out there,
yeah.
to warn the people out there, and also, you know, to the main thing is to, you know, let them know what God's word, the Bible, has to say.
Yeah.
Everything that is happening today, none of this is new to God, right? He knows mm-hmm. exactly what's happening. And folks, and I know times get really tough out there sometimes, but we always have to remember that God is on the throne. He's in complete control. He's in complete control. Mm-hmm. And we always have to remember, too, that this life is a short life. He tells us it's like a vapor that appears for an instant. The next life, and that's why, you know, today when I was preaching at a funeral, and I told people, funerals are not for the deceased. They're for the living.
That's right.
The only one that's not here today is the deceased. He's the only one.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of you folks out there, you know, pay attention. And you can tell the people that have not made that decision for the Lord when I'm preaching that, when they won't have eye contact. And I look out there and I see people, and you look at them and you give that offer and they cut off eye contact. They'll look away.
Mm.
Folks, listen. The pastor is just the messenger. He's just the messenger. He's not the one that's calling you, okay, to repentance. It's the Lord that's calling you to repentance. And listen, you know, you used to hear when they say when E.F. Hutton speaks. Well, forget E.F. Hutton, listen.
Yeah.
When God speaks, E.F. Yeah. Hutton better listen.
Yeah.
So with that, we're going to go to a break. Be right back. All righty, we're back. And phone lines are open at 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Can we get a match for Elder Barkley's 300? Can we get a match for his 300? Can we get a match for my 1,000? This is going to have to be the last time I do that this week, I can tell you that. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis will receive the National Pro-Life Recognition Award for his leadership in defeating Amendment 4, a proposed constitutional amendment that sought to expand access to abortion in Florida. The award will be presented on the National Prayer Service in Washington, D.C. on January 24 of 2025, ahead of the March for Life. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem and Nebraska Governor Jim Pilon will also be honored for their efforts to protect life in their states. Here, I got to tell you, do you know what that was? Okay. Randy, he was talking about what we had a year ago, issue one here. Not this last issue one, but the first issue one, which the people were asleep on. And we tried to warn people, it's not what you think. It's exactly the opposite. Right. And basically, what that did, because people, and I have one woman that tried to tell me I was all wrong. Now she's very sorry. She didn't listen. But what that did, Randy, that erased 50 years of pro-life legislation that we passed. 50 years, it erased it all at one time. So we have to go and undo this. We have to undo this. And somehow, I'm not sure how, but we have to undo this. And so, but now I got to tell the folks again, we defeated this last issue one here in November. And we warned you, we put it out there, folks, because it was exactly the opposite of what they said it was, okay? And now, and you know what? They spent seven times as much money trying to pass that as we had to defend it, to defeat it. But we got the word out early. We got the word out early. Now, they've got something now. They've got another one coming up, okay? It's called the Voters' Bill of Rights. It's exactly the opposite of what it says. Basically, what this one, and they're going to ask you to sign petitions. They're going to be going around with their petitions, okay? So if they come to you with a petition, just write on there, bogus. Don't, you sign your name. Just write bogus. And that's what I would do and tell them I told you to do that, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because here it is just absolutely what it would do virtually to make it, you know, long story short, it would legalize election fraud. Mm-hmm. It would just legalize election fraud. Mm-hmm. And so we got to, I mean, from the time that we're here until the Lord comes back, we're going to have to fight against corruption. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you have. Again, it tells you from Genesis to Revelation, resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. Mm-hmm. And so we have to be willing and ready to resist tyranny. Mm-hmm. You know, this, you know, when I was preaching at the funeral today, Randy, you know, again, like I said, I knew that there's a lot of people in. Again, funerals are for the living, not for the deceased.
Yeah.
And I've actually had people at different funerals. I had one ask me not to give an invitation, not to, and I said, then I can't preach that funeral.
Right.
And I actually had one fellow who asked me if I could not mention the name of Jesus. And I said, no. I'm not going to preach a funeral without mentioning, you know, no. You, but then he asked me if you can't, if you have to mention his name, can you maybe not do it too much? And I said, yeah, I won't do it too much for sure. Okay. But it's unbelievable today when people, and I was telling these folks today, I've sat as close as I am to you right now. With a number of men, at least a dozen or more over the years on death row, that were executed. You know, when they were, and our guys, all of them, mostly die with a smile on their face. You know why? Because we spent the night before and the next morning talking about right here what God's Word, the Bible, has to say.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they knew when they closed their eyes, when they opened them again, they'd be in a much better place. Mm-hmm. And, folks, so that's what, you know, when we're talking about Jesus is the only reason for the season.
That's right.
He is. He's the only reason for the season.
That's right.
And so with that, would you like to give an invitation? You have about, well, he's got about, 10 minutes to give it. Yeah, which is a good one. You know. I mean, that's really an important, the most important part of this program.
Yeah.
And I actually had a fellow tell me that, he said, I listen to your program every day except for when you get to the end. He said, he said, to me, my faith and my religion is something very personal, something I don't share. And I said, well, you know what? You're not saved. Mm-hmm. And if you died today, you'd burn in hell because you don't understand it at all. You know, and here's a guy who professes to be, because he has a high IQ and he's a professor.
Hmm.
Professes to be, you know, well, he actually refers to himself as genius, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's not very smart. I mean, choosing to burn in hell, to me, is not a smart thing to do, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you tell the folks how they can avoid that?
Hey, man. Listen, whoever you are out there, I am reminded again, as we know that this is a season that we celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we even sing the song, Joy to the World, the Lord hath come. But for some, this is not a joyous time. It's a time where people's hearts are hurting. There are those that have memories, some good, some bad. Anyone who has lived any significant time, even as Pastor has said, he just did a eulogy today. So you may have in your memory someone that has passed. And I want to encourage someone today, because the Lord was sent on assignment, the Lord Jesus Christ. And when he came into the synagogue on the Sabbath on a certain day, he opened up from Isaiah and he read this, and I want you to hear this. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And it says that he closed the book, everybody looking at him, and he said, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ear. So all the way from when this was prophesied from Isaiah to this particular day, this prophecy is now fulfilled. And even as it was fulfilled then, it is fulfilled now. And one of the things that stood out to me again in this is that God, the Lord Jesus Christ, would be sent to heal the brokenhearted. And I want to let you know where the Lord is today, right now. I could tell you where he is, because according to Psalms 34 and 18, it says the Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. And that broken heart means to burst or to break down, and contrite means to be crushed. And so whoever you are, if you hear the Master's voice tonight, if you hear his voice, if you are hurting, if you are in pain, if you are tired of living the life the way you've been living it, or at least existing it, because you actually haven't been really living, I want you to understand this, that Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth and I am the life. No man can come to the Father but by him. And so if you're in that world of confusion, if you're in that place where you're not sure, hear what the Lord Jesus said. I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. This is God that came down. He was manifest unto us, a body thou hast prepared for me. He came down so that he could save us. He came down so that he could heal that brokenhearted person today. He came down so that he could preach the gospel to the poor. He came down so that he could preach deliverance to the captives. If you have been bound, he came to set at liberty those that are bruised and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. So whoever you are, it's not complicated. God did the work. All we have to do is accept what he did. We can't on our own save ourselves. Our righteousness is as filthy rags. And understand his great love for us during this season, during this time, right now in your life, his love for us, that he would die on that cross for our sins. He doesn't want us to perish. He doesn't want us, as earlier that was talked about, you going to hell and then hell going into the lake of fire. Listen, he doesn't want that. His good and perfect will is that none should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And so we understand that the wages of sin, you get a paycheck for it. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. So if that is you tonight, maybe your heart is hurting. Maybe you're saying, I'm tired of just being in this place of confusion. And I do want Jesus to come in. He said, behold, I stand at the door and I knock. If any man would open, I'll come in and I would sup with him and make my abode right there. So this part is easy for us if we could just believe and accept. The difficult part was Christ dying on that cross, taking the torture for us, going down into hell for 3 days and preaching and coming up, rising again on the third day. He did all that. And he told them, while the angels were standing by, he was ascending up to heaven. And he said, listen, ye men, the angels were saying, while you stand here gazing, this same Lord Jesus that is taking up shall return in like manner. And so rather we get to go in that return or the rapture, or if we precede that in death, you can have assurance tonight that I am saved. And it is simply this, that if, according to Romans 10, 9 and 10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So it is about believing in the blood atoning work that Jesus Christ did, not Buddha, not Muhammad, nobody else. It had to be that divine nature, that divine blood, divinity that died to take away that wrath, to take away what we were going to face. So if you find yourself and you hear his voice, just pray with me. Lord Jesus, I hear the preacher. I hear him as an ambassador for Christ. He's been reconciled to God and he's making reconciliation right now for us through Jesus Christ, our Lord. And so, Father God, if you would but hear my cry right now, Father, I am a sinner. I need to be saved. And I ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart and to save me from my sins. I cannot save myself. I need you. Please, Lord Jesus, come in. Please, Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sins. Your word declares that you are faithful and you will throw our sins as far as the east is from the west, God. You are a good God. Please save me right now, Lord. I believe that you died on the cross. I believe that you were buried, and I believe that you rose again on the third day, and that you are right now sitting at the right hand of the Father, making intercession even for me. And so, Father, please, 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 I want to be saved. And so if you have prayed that, if you have said those words, then we are going to finalize that with this, that Lord Jesus, again, your word word, you cannot lie. You don't lie. Your word cannot return void. And your word declares, Lord God, that those that have said that prayer right now, you know who they are, Father God, and that heaven is rejoicing even right now over that one sinner that has repented, that has turned from their wicked ways. And we want to thank God, and we want to ask you, Lord Jesus, to be with these individuals, to help them to find a Bible-based church that is teaching and preaching the truth so that they can learn how to walk out the rest of their life. So we thank you right now in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. And very important that you do exactly what he said. You do find a church. Those of you that have said that if you haven't, and I know I've heard people say, well, you know, I'm not quite ready yet. I'm not ready. Listen, believe me, now is the acceptable time, right now, because you don't know if you're going to have a tomorrow. You don't know that, okay? Mm-hmm. And you don't want to run out of tomorrow's tonight. And so when you hear that invitation, it's the Lord speaking to you.
Yes.
And you know, okay, look, this world is not real. This world is very temporal, very, very temporal, right? Mm-hmm. The only thing that will last forever is the Word of God. And it's the only logical, plausible explanation we have from creation until today. And folks, is the Word of God. It speaks with absolute certainty. God's Word speaks with absolute authority.
Yes.
And, you know, again, you know, there are people out there today, and exactly like God's Word said, they're literally choosing hell. They're literally choosing. God is very merciful. He's given everybody the opportunity, right?
Yeah.
Everyone has more than enough time to repent.
Yeah.
And so do it. Do it tonight.
Yeah.
We're running out of time. I want to say Edward in PA pledges 1,000. Thank
you, Edward. All right, Edward.
All right. We have approximately, the phone lines will be open for another 7 minutes. And so if you, out there listening, you've got about 7 more minutes, you can still call in. I want to thank you. Help us out. You know, if we could go without asking for a dime, we would do that,
right.
Okay?
Right.
And folks, we work. We don't take a pay. We do this because the cause is a righteous cause.
That's right.
And because we believe in God and country.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to hear those words, well done, my good and faithful servant,
that's
don't
right.
we?
That's right. That's right.
And so, folks, that's why we're here. And again, I want to thank all of you for all your support over the years. Thank you for all of you that called in here tonight. And I want to remind you that Jesus,
mm-hmm.
only Jesus is the reason for
that's
this season.
Right. That's right.
And, you know, today I had someone say to me, Happy Holidays. I said, you mean Merry Christmas? Yeah, Merry
yeah.
Christmas.
Yes.
Folks, well, remember to say that. All right. How much time do I have? I'm sorry. All right. Well, it's time to say good night.
Good night.
It's time to say God bless.
God bless.
And then we say always. Let's do it. Ready? Keep fighting the fight.
Fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.